Welcome once again. Hi, I'm Jeffro, and that is spelled J-E-F-F-R-O. My friends call me Jeff, and so can you. By profession, I'm an IT advisory manager, and at the same time, I'm also a trainer and coach in the areas of communications, personal leadership, and self-discovery. I'm a certified professional Scrum Master and also an NLP practitioner. NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. So over the years, I've noticed that most young professionals tend to get stuck at workplace, not having a sense of where they are at the moment and where they're heading to. And some of them are having clear issues that they and their audience, could be family, friends, colleagues, or even clients, they don't seem to get each other. And this is where I come in to solve that gap by teaching how to gain clarity in what we do and how to get a message across in a simple and effective manner. This podcast is designed exactly for that reason, to share the concepts and applications that I have applied, trimmed to a bite size. Now, if you know someone who's having similar issues, your friends, families, colleagues, or anyone else, please share this podcast with them so that they can benefit too from listening to this. I have designed an alarm which helped me get up from a non-productive state to being amongst the top performers at work. After observing many successful leaders, I'm convinced that this is the alarm that we have to wake up to every single day. So what is this alarm? Let me explain a little. The alarm is a framework that allows one to go from zero to hero, from nada to superstar, from I don't know to achieving mastery. Now this alarm series is a 5-part series, so listen to all 5 parts to find out how this alarm can help you in achieving mastery. Hi there, this is the final part of the alarm series, and for those of you who have caught on to what the M stands for, it's relating to the theme of this podcast, Personal M, M for Mastery. Now all the prior episodes have led it to this final one. I hope that you've not only listened to them, but also taken action to get you the results that you want. I know it did it for me, and that's how I come to design this framework to help you and others achieve your own mastery. Before we go into what mastery is, I want to do a really quick recap on all the lessons that we have so far. We started with A for asking, and that's about getting the information that you need by emphasizing what you want, what's the reason for it, and how it could help you. Then we move on to L for learning, which is about processing the information that we received and to find out our preferences for learning so that we can learn it more effectively. We then arrive at the second A, and it was on action, where the real learning is in the doing and the action was the only way to get the results that we want. And if you somehow forgotten about R, it's not the results, I promise you that. It's reflect, or in other terms that I use at work, is retrospective, which opens up an opportunity for us to plan and improve to be better in certain areas by reflecting on what has gone well, what can I improve on, and what can I do next. So told ya, it's a very quick recap, isn't it? Now, we're at M for mastery. So what is mastery? Now you can Google the textbook definition of that if you want to, but mastery to me simply means being the expert, being in control. Now in this episode, I'll cover how we can achieve personal mastery, the expert of ourselves and in the things that we want to do. Let me briefly explain before I elaborate further. The short answer to this is to do the ALAR continuously until you have burned it into your muscle memory and you can do it with your eyes closed. Some would argue that you should do it until you find it boring. Now, if you ask me if it's something that I love to do, it will never ever get boring. I'll simply be able to find things to go around it, you know, things to improve, how to make it more fun, and that way I can be so much better. Now, it's simple, but let me share with you what I meant by that in a way that most of you should be able to relate to this. The best example that I can think of would be driving your car. And have you had that moment where you're heading back from office going home, and without realizing how, you're either near your home or right in front of it. I know I had countless times where I just end up cruising home in my car without realizing it. And the next thing I know, I'm near home. What I'm saying is, when you've repeatedly done something so much and so often that it becomes almost automatic, that's how you become really good at it. You can even say that you're the expert in that mode. And I've spoken to a friend very recently and he told me the exact same experience, except that he was playing with his phone and without realizing it, he was at home. I'm not encouraging anyone to do that, so don't take my word for it. And when was the last time that you looked at your car key ignition slot before starting the car engine? I don't know, but somehow, somewhere, I just know where to slot my car keys and start the car engine. And for those of you who are very lucky to have cars with push start button, be super grateful that you don't have this problem where you still need to figure out where the car key ignition slot is. So be very grateful about that and please remember where do you put your keys. I know some of you who have misplaced them and some of you even have the audacity to leave the keys in the car. My point is that when you get really, really good at something, you tend to forget how that thing is done and magically it is done. And how does this relate to work and how do we apply this at work? When you can describe to your colleague a process very accurately, in detail without needing an aid, that's when you've achieved the expert level on that matter. You know, people would call you the subject matter expert. And if you can help someone visualize your messages through analogies like stories and everyday examples, that's how good you've become at a certain subject. Now, of course, this takes practice countless times until it has become a routine, a habit, and a behavior of yours that will benefit you in the long term. Now, I would like to get this clear. Mastery isn't something that happens just because you wanted it or you did something cool. If it was that easy, I promise you this, that everyone would be a master of making money. Everyone would have been an Olympian gold medalist. Everyone would have been successful and no one would suck. Mastery, success, and all those goals, they don't happen just because you think hard about it every day. Nothing happens if you don't do anything, and your results won't happen if you don't do it consistently. Do a 15-kilometer run, 100 push-ups, and 100 sit-ups, one time only. Does it allow you to lose 5 kg on that same day? No. Even hearing that alone sounds crazy to the average person, doesn't it? Reading a book on leadership and immediately becoming a leader of influence, doesn't that sound impossible? How do we lose that 5 kg then? Obviously, it's not going to be a 1 or 2 times wonder of exercise. You have to do that exercise bit by bit and increase it when you can handle it. It's not a 90 minutes one time workout, it's a 15 minutes workout every day that loses that 5 kg. It's not about that intensity, it's all about that consistency. Do that and after a while, your results will be there definitely. It's not magic, it's just back to the basic. Usually it's the classic that becomes fantastic. It's the accumulation of all the work that you've put in that makes you the master from within. Now, did you guys hear what I did there? I did some Prince Ear mix there. Mastery cannot be timed. It happens on its own given that you've done the work consistently. Now, I picked something from Simon Sinek and I shared this with my good friend, Sylvia, who's a great dentist, by the way, and she agrees on this. So what does brushing your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day do? Nothing. Now, it doesn't do anything tomorrow, the day after, or next week, unless you do it for 2 minutes twice a day, every day. If you don't brush your teeth at all, your teeth might just fall out. But brushing your teeth for 30 minutes just at one time doesn't make up for it and doesn't make it any healthier. If anything at all, I think that it might just create the opposite effect. Now, I don't know, but for those of you who might want to give it a go and test it out for yourself, No, I'm kidding. Don't go and brush your teeth for 30 minutes. I would think it would fall out. Now, moving on. Some of you might have asked this question. How do I keep doing something consistently? My answer would be very simple. If it's something that you love or enjoy, you'll do it persistently no matter what the cost is. I love training and coaching, and even at my most tired moments, I'll somehow be able to find that energy to deliver the best that I can. For some of you who have personally been involved in what I do, you know that I'll actually spend the extra time if I'm allowed to. And I'm in no rush to get to the end because I enjoy the process of teaching and learning and growing at the same time, be it with my friends, my coaches, or my clients. So I ask you and those of you who are listening there right now, what's something that you enjoy doing? Because if you spend your time doing it consistently, I promise you this, that you really get good at it. Most of my friends have become experts in their field of interest without them knowing either. They'll have to do it over and over again continuously without knowing it until someone tells them that. And yes, I'll be completely honest with you right now. It will be uncomfortable, right? Nothing that we do at the beginning is comfortable in the first place. It could also be painful and there may be even rejection. I'm very certain there'll be objection. And the rules of the game has always been the same and it hasn't changed. So don't resist, just persist. Don't be hesitant about it, just be consistent. If you really want to be good at something, that's no excuse if you don't want to lose. The key to mastery is to do it consistently until you see the end results for yourself. Now I want to leave you with this quote that I found. The cost of your dreams is comfort, but the cost of comfort is your dreams. And this is the Alarm Finale, my podcast series for personal mastery. And Jeffro out.
Woo! That feels good.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please recommend to your friends and family if you think that this podcast can benefit them too. Stay tuned and stay awesome.